A run and Finn goal 2 minutes into injury time gave Shamrock Rovers an undeserved share of the spoils at Oriel Park last night when they drew with Dundalk 2 apiece. Rovers led on 14 minutes when Kieran Kilduff shot home a superb goal from inside the box. Dundalk had much of the play after that but failed to make the possession count. 3 minutes from the break, the Dundalk captain Stephen O'Donnell was stretchered off following what looked to have been a dangerous tackle from Rovers Shane Robinson. The referee Paul McLaughlin didn't see it that way and failed to show even a yellow card. Robinson should have been sent off 3 minutes into injury time when he fouled Darren Meenan on the edge of the box. He was the last Rovers player back, but he only picked up a yellow card instead. But Dundalk were level on 56 minutes when Jason McGuinness handled a Richie Towle header from a Darren Meenan corner. Towle slammed the penalty home to the net. Immediately after the goal went in, Rovers' Conor Kenner was given a straight red card in an off-the-ball incident with Darrell Horgan. Dundalk were in front on 62 minutes when John Mountainy put Darren Meenan away. He shot home from the edge of the box. Meenan should have sewn the game up for Dundalk right on time. Instead, his shot was saved by the Rovers' keeper, Barry Murphy. If he'd slipped the ball to David McMillan instead, Dundalk could have got a third. Rovers punished Dundalk clinically after this for this mistake. Ronan Finn got in with a late goal, shooting a screamer past Peter Cherry 2 minutes into injury time. Rovers supporters invaded the pitch after the goal went in. One of them lifted a corner flag down at the Carrick Road end of the ground. Security from Stewarts and Gardaí quickly restored order, but Rovers will surely be in trouble with the FAI over this incident. It was a great game. The crowd was over 3,500. The result again, Dundalk 2, Shamrock Rovers 2. This is Jerry Malone reporting for LMFM Sport at Oriel Park in Dundalk.